Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Dissent from Darwin goes global as over 600 scientists from around the world expressed their doubts about Darwin's theory. I'm Robert Crowther, Director of Communications at the Center for Science and Culture, and on this ID the Future podcast, we're sharing the good news of the growth of the scientific dissent from Darwinism list. Over 600 doctoral scientists from around the world have now signed a statement publicly expressing their skepticism about the contemporary theory of Darwinian evolution. The statement, located online at www.dissentfromdarwin.org, reads, "We are skeptical of the claims for the ability of random mutation and natural selection to account for the complexity of life. Careful examination of the evidence for Darwinian theory should be encouraged." The fastest growing segment of the list is scientists from outside the United States. International scientists now represent just over 12% of all signers, and as a group has seen nearly 40% growth in the past 4 months. Dr. Raul Leguizamon, an MD pathologist and a professor of medicine at the Autonomous University of Guadalajara, Mexico, said he signed the scientific dissent from Darwinism statement because, quote, "I am absolutely convinced of the lack of true scientific evidence in favor of Darwinian dogma. Nobody in the biological sciences, medicine included, needs Darwinism at all," added Leguizamon. "Darwinism is certainly needed, however, in order to pose as a philosopher, since it is primarily a worldview, and an awful one, as George Bernard Shaw used to say." End quote. The list of 608 signatories includes member scientists from National Academies of Science in Russia, Czech Republic, Hungary, India, Nigeria, Poland, Russia, and the United States. Many of the signers are professors or researchers at major universities and international research institutions such as Cambridge University, British Museum of Natural History, Moscow State University, Masaryk University in Czech Republic, Hong Kong University, University of Turku in Finland, Autonomous University of Guadalajara in Mexico, University of Stellenbosch in South Africa, Chatoz Institute of Science and Technology in Japan, Ben-Gurion University in Israel, MIT, the Smithsonian, and Princeton. "Dissent from Darwinism has gone global," explained Discovery Institute President Bruce Chapman, a former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations in Vienna. According to Chapman, quote, "Darwinists used to claim that virtually every scientist in the world held that Darwinian evolution was true, but we quickly started finding U.S. scientists that disproved that statement. Now we're finding that there are hundreds and probably thousands of scientists all over the world that don't subscribe to Darwin's theory," end quote. Discovery Institute first published its scientific dissent from Darwinism list in 2001 to challenge false statements about Darwinian evolution made in promoting PBS's Evolution series. At the time, it was claimed, quote, "virtually every scientist in the world believes the theory to be true," end quote. In February of this year, the list passed 500 signers, and Dr. John G. West, Associate Director of Discovery's Center for Science and Culture, said then, quote, "Darwinists continue to claim that no serious scientists doubt the theory, and yet here are 500 scientists who are willing to make public their skepticism about the theory. Darwinist efforts to use the courts, the media, and academic tenure committees to suppress dissent and stifle discussion are in fact fueling even more dissent and inspiring more scientists to be added to the list," end quote. According to West, it was this fast-growing number of scientific dissenters which encouraged the Institute to launch a website, www.dissentfromdarwin.com, to give the list a permanent home. The website is the Institute's response to the demand for information and access to the list both by the public and by scientists who want to add their name to the list. Dr. David Berlinski, one of the original signers, a mathematician and philosopher of science with Discovery's Center for Science and Culture, said he signed the list because, quote, "Darwin's theory of evolution is the great white elephant of contemporary thought. It is large, almost completely useless, and the object of superstitious awe," end quote. Prominent signatories include U.S. National Academy of Sciences member Phil Skell, American Association for the Advancement of Science fellow Lyle Jensen, evolutionary biologist and textbook author Stanley Salthy, Smithsonian Institution evolutionary biologist Richard Sternberg, editor of Revista de Biologia, the Biology Forum, the oldest still published biology journal in the world, Giuseppe Sermonti, and Russian Academy of Natural Sciences embryologist Lev Bilosev. If you have a PhD in biology, chemistry, engineering, mathematics, computer science, or one of the other natural sciences, and you agree with the following statement, we are skeptical of claims for the ability of random mutation and natural selection to account for the complexity of life. Careful examination of the evidence for Darwinian theory should be encouraged. Then please contact us at cscinfo@discovery.org. That's cscinfo@discovery.org. And be sure to visit the Descent homepage at www.descentfromdarwin.com. I'm Robert Crowther for IDTF at the CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Pink. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.